We can't just put out beef and expect consumers to rush to purchase it. It has to be what they want from our product, and if they don't get that, they will turn to an industry that is more responsive to their desires. Ann Anderson, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says that's why your Beef Checkoff program invests in an integrated beef innovation program that includes an extensive scientific product testing and development program that has helped bring thousands of new products to market during the last decade.
We are always so impressed when we see the depth of the research that's looked at and how it's looked at it. And what the research said was, in the area of new product innovation, you are really losing out to your competitive meats as you look at your heat and eat, our home meal replacement, something that can be cooked at 10 minutes at home. And so the innovation committee, they have the research to provide them direction on what we need to fund to compete in the marketplace. This new food service component of retail, it doesn't have beef products. And the other thing we've seen is they want beef as a component. So they came up with three new recipes, and one of them was if you just use brisket, and it's like pulled pork. Let's call it pulled brisket. So you put it's a macaroni and cheese dish with pulled brisket. And that's the kind of dishes that the audience, that the people who are looking at us online in our digital campaigns want to hear is this: kids like it, adults like it, it's quick, it's easy. And so that's the kind of recipes and that's the kind of direction being provided the innovation committee on the kind of recipes they need to come up with and the kind of new products they need to come up with to compete in today's marketplace.
Reporting for the Beef Checkoff, I'm Melissa Jackson. For more about your Beef Checkoff investment, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.